Blog Talk Radio. Ascension is an ongoing process, and the experiences that we attract to us during this lifetime while we are in physical form helps us to ascend. Because like you always say, Dr. Reggie, every experience is a lesson.
Yes.
Or a blessing, or both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I really wanted to make that clear. And I'm asking our audience this morning to take a deep breath, because they know when I ask them to breathe, I want them to absorb on a cellular level the truth of that statement, that ascension is an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Dr. Reggie, we were talking about how when we're going through these experiences that we need to surrender to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a continuing theme from the chapter before where it talked about surrender and having no resistance. And we define that as having no judgment. And they come back and they repeat it again. They say, first of all, that there's no logic to what happens to you. And the first thing that we try to do is when there's something going on in our life, we try to figure out, well, why is this happening to me, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't I said that to you a lot?
Yes.
I know I wear you out, don't I, Dr. Reggie?
No, it's a pattern. It's okay. It's a pattern. And those patterns are there for a reason and to help us to grow, actually to really grow. And the ascension process, that happens to us. You start repeating things, and it happens quickly and more frequently. If you don't learn the lesson right away, it happens more often because that's a part of the ascension process. When you repeat things over and over again, like, why is this happening? Until it's done and released, it shows a good thing for you. It's a very good sign that you have learned your part in the ascension awareness. And once you release it, it's a miracle because it doesn't happen again anymore. I was talking to a friend and a beautiful spirit yesterday about the same conversation, about the stargates opening. They're not real gates. They look like them when you pass through it, but the earth has gone through this from transformation to transmutation. We're changing. So thank God for the change and the new awareness that you have.
Amen. Amen. So where we left off yesterday, we were talking about that it says that you are, in fact, progressing perfectly when you allow the process to reveal to you the last remnants of energetic patterning. That's what you just mentioned. It's an energetic pattern. It's something that you have repeated over and over, and it has created an energy or a vibration in you. And that's what's setting you up on a frequency to continue to attract these experiences and these people in your life. But when you release and allow yourself to feel fully the depth of that energetic charge, it has been called forth to deliver, then these repressions of such sensations will only necessitate a repeat occurrence of the same core theme, which must be completed fully before the next layer can be brought to the surface as an experience. And in this way, the major themes of this lifetime, and often the energetic remnants from other lifetimes as well, can be brought to a completion. I love the, you know, I'm trying to explain this process. I wanted to, that, so that we visually can capture what we're going through. When, first of all, and I know Anthony is loving this, because it's talking about this electrical charge, this energetic charge, because we are electromagnetic. Bottom line, oneness tells us, we are energy. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie?
Yes, we are.
That's all we are. And I have said this over and over again, but I believe I'm being led this morning to really break this down and repeat it, that your goal is to see beyond the physical form. So we have to get in touch with that electromagnetic charge and be aware of that. And guess where that occurs, Dr. Reggie? In our emotions. You know, you always say that our emotions are our Geiger counter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whenever there's radiation, the men in white suits come and they bring this little machine, and when it gets close to where the radiation is heavy, you hear this thing going click, 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 click. It gets really, really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Click, 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 click. That's a Geiger counter. So what we're doing, we're turning into the little men with white suits and this little machine, and we're measuring the level of an energetic vibration, how strong it is. The emotion may be sadness. How strong is sadness? And that may be triggered by an experience that we had when we were kids. If that feeling is strong, if your Geiger counter is saying, yes, I'm unhappy, yes, I'm sad, yes, it's really powerful, it's click, 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 then we know that's where we have to do our work. and that we're going to, no matter if that original sadness occurred when we were 2 years old or 20 years old, if you're 60 years old and you haven't dealt with it, it's going to come. You're going to attract an experience to you where you can deal with it, and particularly in these times. And it's going to be extremely dramatic in these times. The longer you've held on to it and repressed that emotion, you know, I'm going to be honest. I had some experiences when I was a kid that were devastating to me. I wasn't abused or anything like that. This mainly in growing up and learning to socialize with other people, you're out of the loving boundaries of mom and dad. You know, you can do almost anything and they love you. But when you get around friends, or they're not even friends, when you get around people your age, the attacks become extreme. And so I wasn't ready for that. I come from an environment where everything was, oh, Cynthia, you're wonderful, and we love you, and you can do anything. And then all of a sudden I'm out in the world, and there's all these attacks, and it hurt. And I learned to cover that up and suck it up and move through it. But what was I doing? I was going into protection mode, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And that limited my growth, didn't it, based on what Bruce Lipton says. But when I went into protection mode, that part of me, that beautiful divine part in me, my spirit, I was in protection mode, but I didn't allow my spirit to grow. And that happens to most of us. That's why by the time we get 40 and 50 years old, we say, wait a minute, I've neglected something. We don't know what it is. We haven't quite defined it. And then we start going to church and looking in the Bible. There's got to be more to life because we've covered up our divinity. We've separated ourselves from God. That's what the separation is all about. Because we got so caught up in that energetic vibration, and here's the dramatic part, that we have held on to that energetic vibration. And so now we're on this quest of oneness, and we're peeling away those layers of emotions and dealing with them and releasing them and letting them go. And it frees us up to live a life of peace, a life of sheer joy. So if any of you are in pain right now, if any of you are hurting, all I can tell you is please surrender. You know, the old folks said, girl, let go and let God. You just got to depend on the Lord. And it's very true. Here I am. When I talk to young people, I said, I can't believe I've turned into my mother. And one of those old ladies is telling you, you just got to pray. But it's the truth. It's the truth. You need to surrender it. And I'm going back, and I know I'm repeating things that you have heard before, but I am standing in this truth to tell you that if you are not living it, you don't know it. If you are not living it, you don't know it. And there is a tremendous shift that you will experience when you start living these principles. I can move through this book in a couple of weeks, just giving you highlights from each thing, but we're in devotion. And what is devotion about? It's devotion is seeking oneness. Devotion is seeking understanding. Devotion is seeking a closer walk with God. So no, we're not going to run through this book. We're going to sit and chew on it and marinate it and break it down so that we can live it. That's why you're here this morning. You want to live it. So here they go. They tell us that these occurrences, these dramas that occur in our life, that they are profound. The intensity of it is profound. And it's often necessary to represent the true culmination of a life's work on a particular theme, for the density held on a cellular level cannot be carried forth to levels of reality toward which you are moving. And I said to you yesterday, you can't carry a lot of this crap with you to the higher level, to the higher vibration. You have got to let it go. If you are continuing to find yourself talking about people and being attracted to gossip, you've got work to do. You need to let it go. If you cannot look at your brother and your sister in total love or without saying, look at that, having all that little attitude, you have more work to do. You cannot take that attitude in the next vibration. Or let me put it this way. You can, but we're striving for a higher vibration, aren't we? We're striving for a higher vibration. You're free to take it there. You're free to stay where you are right now. I'm not forcing you to do anything, but I'm encouraging you to find your joy. Because as long as you're in that place where you're passing judgments and you're not being present in the moment and recognizing that you're growing moment by moment, then I know that you're not living to your full potential. You're living to your full potential only based on your belief, but there's so much more. And that's what I'm hoping, that you staying with us for a few more weeks as we go through this book, that this will awaken in you. It has awakened in me. It has awakened in me. And I can tell you what I have seen and what I have experienced. My life has gone to a whole nother level. Now, I know this is going to speak to some of you. Let me read this to you. Those of you who are unable to grapple with the intensity of the episodes that may be created in this process may well opt out of the process entirely and relinquish your physical form during the times to come. You know, during the last depression, people jumped out of windows and killed themselves. The thought of not having the security of wealth that they had amassed over time. Because they had put all of their trust in the physical form of security, which equals and means money. And they killed themselves. They opted to run away. Some people right now are, rather than face their emotional challenges, where they're in pain or and illnesses, they would rather relinquish the body than to shift their perception. Because we know that once we shift our perception in mind, we can heal ourselves. That doesn't mean that you can't do it without maybe changing your diet or maybe going to the doctor and taking medicine. But as part of that, you can't just go to the doctor and get the medicine and just take it every day and think you're going to be healed. It's just masking the symptoms. It's in your mind, in your consciousness, that has to be shifted for this physical body to have a new experience. What did Dr. Reggie say in the prayer? That we have to change by the renewing of our mind. We are transforming by the renewing of our mind. But sometimes the experiences that people are going through are so heavy for them that they say, you know what, I give up. I'm out of here. I'm checking out. Bye. See you. But you do not have to be a victim to it. Because even though they checked out at that point, that vibration is still with them in consciousness. And when they reincarnate, they're going to bring those same experiences into their next lifetime. And all the rules of the game will have changed because we've already ascended, and they're going to be existing in this, coexisting in this new reality with all this old stuff. And it's probably going to be even more dramatic. So these individuals will be presented the opportunity to recreate themselves energetically at the newly defined vibrational levels at which they entered this lifetime. In those new forms, they will be empowered to manifest life experiences that will enable them to continue to work on issues left unresolved in this lifetime. So death does not escape, give you an escape clause from learning the lesson. It just delays it. The realm in which such beings will reemerge will be that shared by consciousness that has succeeded in ascending from diminished realms of reality presently defined by varying degrees of density. So when they come back, they're coming back into, like I said earlier, they're coming back into a reality where this dimension has already ascended. And what's the impact of that? They say there is no one specific place in which certain beings are presently manifested prior to ascending to the level in which you emerged at birth. For the layers of possible realities are infinite and would be personalized to mirror the level of density with which the consciousness experiences self-recognition. And this is what they're talking about in terms of interdimensional realities. I'm perceiving this, and Dr. Reggie, you help me here. I am perceiving this, that, okay, I jumped off the life and said, I'm out of here, when the vibration was, the earth vibration was, let's say, at level 4. I still have all these issues that have a density of a level 4, the vibration of a level 4, and I'm coming back into, I reincarnate back into this, into my next lifetime, and the planet is at level 5, but my emotional experiences are at level 4. Somehow I can experience the level 4 experiences within a level 5 reality, and therefore I'm living in two dimensions. Am I not? Am I explaining that correctly, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm. It's true. Because consciousness doesn't die.
No.
And you have cellular memory and Akashic memory that you brought forth into this incarnation, this life.
And
you got to work through it to make it work.
And doesn't that tell you something, that life and your experiences, when I say life, I'm talking about your experiences, are based on your perception. I come back with a level 4 perception. I'm creating at level 4 reality, a level 4 reality. Is that not right? Within a level 5 vibration. Does that make sense?
It does. The sad thing is we are interdimensional ourselves. We are multidimensional. We have inner dimension and outer dimension and awareness of every level that we have. We have awareness even after death. And you carry this stuff back in to the shell of who you are, in a new shell, of course, but with ancient memories of your non-developmental self. And it's hard to fit a square peg in a round hole. And you'll feel like, what's wrong? Why can't I match? But you have the opportunity to get forgiveness of yourself and to ascend all over again.
I love this statement because they say there is no one specific place in which certain beings are presently manifested prior to ascending to the level in which you emerged at birth. For the layers of possible realities are infinite and would be personalized to mirror the level of density with which the consciousness experiences self-recognition. I mean, it is personally designed for you. If any of you are dealing in technology, you know, you get a software package and you know, it's a generic, let's say your Outlook package, you know, it's just an email client. You open it up, it doesn't do anything. You have to go in and customize it and say, okay, here's my mail at this particular site. Bring that mail to me. You're customizing it. And then you say, okay, when I send an email out, I want to put this is my signature that I want to go there. You're customizing it. Can you imagine that God loves you so much that when you come back into a life form on earth, your experience is being customized to match your consciousness? That blows me away. And this happens automatically. The reality at which you emerge as materialized consciousness is one that is customized to resonate to your energetic sum totality. So these young people that are committing suicide and their spirits are so troubled, they're going to come back, reemerge in that same consciousness to learn the lesson again. That is a lot of love that God gives us, and it's such a different message than what many of us may have experienced in traditional church. Because they say that we're going to be condemned to hell. But I guess if you have to relive something that you don't, that you haven't dealt with and you still don't want to deal with it, it could be hell for you. So maybe there's some truth in that. But at any given moment, if you surrender, and this is how it can happen in the twinkling of an eye, literally, when that part of you awakens and says, you know what, no more, You are changed. You are transformed. The motion is ongoing. For those beings whose life lessons have been brought to fruition, quantum leaps in the caliber of experience possible can be expected. For others who have chosen to give themselves more time to resolve core issues, the levels in which they will reemerge as consciousness will parallel the one in which they find themselves at present. The motion is ongoing. There is no start or stop in the process. There is no particular day of reckoning. You know, there's no judgment day. There is no success. There's no failure. The process merely is. How many of you can wrap your consciousness around that truth? How many of you can move through the drama in your life without a judgment? Just saying, oh, this is the process. It's okay. Cool. Next. Give me the next problem. All right. Let me be into this. Okay. Let me see what's going on here. Okay. I see. I understand. I got this lesson. Next. The motion of ascension is a perpetual motion, and the process has been ongoing since the beginning of creation. In these times, the pace of that motion has accelerated, and physical beings are confronted with the reality that the forms they inhabit are challenged to sustain physicality at the augmented levels to which the environment in which they live has ascended. And, you know, they talk about in America right now how obesity is such a huge problem. Obesity, diabetes, hypertension, stress, our environment has changed and our physical bodies are having difficulty. Because of our environment, the vibration of our environment has changed. And we have not changed in our consciousness. As I was reading this, let me, you know, I get so many messages in the morning, and I'm trying to pick and choose which ones are going to click, fit with the lesson, and then sometimes I just give up. So this one came through so powerful, I'm going to share it with you. I was reading a book called The Great Depression. And Dr. Reggie and I were living in California, so this was in the 1990s, right after Bill Clinton came out of office. And one of the things that this guy brings up in this book is how there's a 30-year cycle and a 60-year cycle of history repeating itself. Every 30 years, the same experiences come up. Every 60 years. And they can predict what we're going to experience based on these 30-year and 60-year cycles. The thing I love about living in this time is that there are so many people that focus and analyze every little thing that they can come back and tell you, oh, this is going to happen again because it, you know, we're in a 30-year cycle, and these are all the signs that this is what's going to happen. That's how they predict what's going on with our economy, et cetera, et cetera. And when I was reading this, what the Holy Spirit was revealing to me is the reason we're repeating those things, and this is what they've analyzed, that we're repeating it in a 30-year cycle and a 60-year cycle, but they're not analyzing why. Why does history repeat itself based on what we've learned here? Because we haven't learned the lesson. We have not learned the lesson. And now we're living in a time where getting the lesson is important. If we don't get the lesson, we're in for a lot of uncomfortable experiences. And can't you see how the world is uncomfortable right now? In America, how many people are unemployed? That's uncomfortable, isn't it? This is a huge wake-up call. And this uncomfortability spread throughout the world. Look at what happened in the Middle East. Those people said, no more. Everybody, the whole world, the whole on this planet, because the planet, the environment has shifted, we're saying no more. We really want to get the lesson en masse. Dr. Reggie, I'm just going to ask you to take us into prayer over that right now. I know that this is early, but I just feel that we need to pray for our leaders right now and pray that all of us as collective consciousness can get the lesson.
We move forward, Father, with the energy of understanding, the energy of peace, the energy of love for everybody in office, people who are leaders, and those who are not leaders, to let them understand, bridge the gap between understanding our energetic reality and the reality on planet Earth. We are more than just these bodies. We are multidimensional beings living in a stated form of reality in the physical self. Let us move beyond that power, knowing who we really are, our true self as you identify it. Thank you for letting us understand wisdom every morning, with the creation of circles of prosperity, that we carry those circles in our heart, in our minds, and in our level of being, that we don't carry negativity or resentment or unforgiveness. Let us be faithful to who we are, our authentic selves, and we know that will accelerate the energy of ascension into your kingdom right here and right now. We bless everything. We bless everyone, that there are holy instances all the time and a holy intervention at all times. Let us see with our eyes and let us perceive with our minds that we become those instruments of glory unto ourselves in you and as you. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. We need leaders who understand that there's a new day that requires a new way of thinking and a new way of handling things. We need those leaders. And you as light workers need to pray for those leaders to come forth, because they're holding us up. They're holding us back. And if we can surrender to the truth that things are changing and just go in the flow of it, and be guided by how our emotions, how we're feeling, what being guided through by sheer joy, finding our joy, it will be so easy for you personally to move through these times and to help collective consciousness to move through these times by surrendering. It's important that each and every one of you get this, because you help the collective whole. There is simultaneous presence at every being, of every being, at countless levels, and it is as natural as the flutter of an eyelid to emerge with consciousness at the next lighter level of density once the work has been achieved. One's awareness of the transition may not be apparent until it becomes blatantly obvious that the rules of the game have been radically altered. Ultimately, one realizes that one is not now present in the same world as one once was. And a lot of people are waking up to that truth now. They know that we can't go back to the way it was. There's a new reality now. I know Gene and I have had this conversation several times. There is a new reality. And the struggle we're having, particularly in this country right now, is there's a whole group of people that want to take us back to the way it was, and it's not going to work. There are new rules. I love you guys. I'm opening the floor now for questions or comments this morning. If you're itching to say something, please jump in here, because I love to hear your voices. I love to hear your perspective on things. Sharing just opens up everything for us. Don't hesitate to press 1. If nothing else, to tell me good morning. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Let me know you're alive and kicking and getting the message. I need that. And I'm sure the other callers on the phone will appreciate it. Good morning, Jean. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Jean.
Yes, this lesson is awesome. I'm in awe because just moving into this this awareness is so awesome, and the shift it has changed my life, and it's still changing my life. So that's what I want to say.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You have a blessed day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, too.
Anyone else this morning? Everybody's so quiet. Did you guys go to sleep? Or are you just marinating in it? Good morning. 0411, you're on the air.
Greetings. How you doing, Cynthia?
Oh, that's my favorite, Anthony.
How y'all doing?
We're
okay.
Wonderful. We're wonderful.
Well, I'm just calling just to let y'all know I'm here and I'm listening. And earlier when you were saying, are there anyone hurting? You know, I will be remiss if I didn't say that there are times I am, because sometimes I sometimes you know what it is and what kind of world you want to be in, but sometimes it hurts to feel like others don't see that world and don't, you know, intentionally want to be a part of that world. And sometimes it hurts because, you know, you just want to be there, but you don't want to be there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my idea of a perfect world is just where it's just love and freedom, total freedom through love, where anyone can be whoever they want when they want to be and not be judged.
Amen.
And not be looked at like they're wrong. And that's my idea of a perfect world. That's my idea of a perfect interaction with each other. That regardless how you are, you're still loved and you still count. And that's all I want to say.
Thank you so much. That is so true. That is the perfect world. And, you know, all we need to do as light workers is see that as the reality and declare it is so. It's going to be there too anyway, but we're praying for those who have not been awakened. And do something. Minister to people. You'll find yourself in the middle of a situation that you can always bring in the higher thought. What's the higher thought? You don't have to go along with everybody else the way they're dealing with something. Just interject it in there. It stuns people most of the time. But it gives you begin to shift that energy when you interject the higher vibration, the higher thought. Dr. Reggie, we have 3 minutes to go.
Wow.
I don't know if we want to hear from anyone else because you've done a prayer in the middle of the thing. I'm sorry I sprung that on you, but it just...
No, it's okay.
My heart just went out, the realization of where we are as a country, and not only us, but on this planet. And I have said to you so many times that we're moving in challenging times. It will become even more challenging, and which is why I believe the Holy Spirit and God is really pushing me to talk to you and to reach out to as many people as I can to say, understand what you're going through. Understand this ascension process. And let me give you the tools to work through it. Because it's going to get heavy. And I don't want you to check out. I just want you to grow. God wants you to grow through this process. He does not want you to have to come back and start over again. This is a glorious time for us. A glorious time. Don't miss it. This is the best movie out. It's going to win all the Academy Awards. I don't want you to miss it. So I think what we're going to do, Dr. Reggie, do you want to do a short closing prayer?
I do, and I want to affirm and declare that everybody that hears and knows affirmatively that we are children of the Most High, who is infinite intelligence and infinite wisdom, and we are part of that infinite intelligence and infinite wisdom. Once we become aware of it in ourselves, it becomes an easier way to live. So I declare prosperity, abundance on every level, security, shelter, peace of mind, a wonderful, glorious intervention of the ascension process as we move forward and grow and live and have our being in the Christ consciousness. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Well, we're going to end our show today. I love you as God loves you. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm dragging this chapter out. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry, because I think it's important that we really get it. We'll finish it up tomorrow. And but go back and listen to the archive. like us on our Facebook page, Circles of Prosperity, and we're on Facebook. And follow our show on Blog Talk Radio, Circles of Prosperity. God bless.